Well, if it's time for Backyard Almanac, and if it's December, it also means that John McCutcheon's Christmas in the Trenches is queued up and ready to go, because it happens to be one of Larry Weber's favorite holiday tunes. Howdy there, Sunshine. Good morning.
Good morning. Look at that request. I don't even need to ask.
You don't.
You know, somebody being psychic, you know, that's pretty important for your job, I guess. You were doing an interesting forecast there when you said wind chills 20 below tonight, 30 below Saturday night, and 40 below Sunday night. I might mention Monday night will not be 50 below, and that there is, in the forecast, there is a change next week that temperatures will go up into the 20s, and when we celebrate the solstice, which will take place on Wednesday, the temperatures will be slightly below freezing. I don't think we'll get up to freezing, but it'll be considerably warmer than it will be this weekend. So there will be a change coming up. The solstice is on Wednesday. However, and of course, that the definition of that is a couple of definitions, but one of them is the shortest day of the year, and another one is the first day of winter. I think winter actually started this past week, and it started this past week in a couple different ways. Not only did we see sub-zero temperatures, we had our coldest so far was minus 17 yesterday morning, but it sounds like from the forecast that we're gonna beat that this weekend. We also got some snow. Lakes are frozen and so forth, and as a response to that, the big indicator that I use for the beginning of winter is when rivers are frozen. And yes, I saw ice on virtually every river I visited this week. So yes, we are, I'd say now we have already begun winter. The days continue to get shorter as we get toward the solstice. And yes, the shortest days is going to be at the 21st. Then we will very slowly start getting longer days after that. So yes, that part is still going on. This past week, since we last spoke, the average temperature for the entire week was about 2.5 degrees above zero for the entire week, which is considerably less than normal. And what it did, it affected the temperature for the whole month to make the first half of December about equal to normal. And if we continue this same pattern through the second half, we may have a month that would be colder than normal, which hasn't happened this year at all except for April. So, yeah, well, it remains to be seen. The other thing of interest is the snow. We haven't thought of getting much snow. We haven't had any major storms or anything, but we did have a number of smaller snows that have added up. And those snows added up to the point where we are snowfall-wise about 15 inches for this month and about 20-some inches, 20, 23 or 24 inches for the whole season, which is about normal. So, yeah, things are moving along. This winter is not disappointing as of yet. As a response, one other thing of note. This is referred to often as dark week because it is the days of the shortest days of the year. And we had, until a few days ago, we had lots of cloudy days. Well, thanks to the clearing skies and the full moon, I don't think any of us would refer to this week as being the dark week. Boy, that full moon every night, several nights in a row, was just spectacular. And it was a wonderful time and place to get out and enjoy it. As a response to the cold, it's really been interesting to watch. My bird feeder has never been better. I get right now about 10 kinds of birds every day. I had been getting along with what I called the same seven for a long time. That's the black-capped chickadee, white-breast nuthatch, and red-breast nuthatch, blue jay, downy, hairy, and red-bellied woodpecker. Those were what I called the same seven. They've been coming for quite a long time. And then a couple of weeks ago, a few goldfinches showed up, and that few goldfinches started to grow. And right now, the flock of goldfinches is about at 50. So that made for 8 kinds of birds. Then with the cold moving in, I had other ones move in as well, such as purple finches have been coming every day now, including this morning. The flock of purple finches is even bigger than it was yesterday. And a pileated woodpecker has been coming by. And that's just been such a beautiful sight to see when one of those shows up. One day, we even had a visit from a red pole. The red pole didn't last long, but it did show up on the bird feeders, and it has not come back since then. Red poles are usually considered winter finches that we will have at the bird feeder. I have noted that that's true. They come in sometimes huge numbers. I've had several times more than 100 at the bird feeder, but they are slow to arrive. I usually don't see them until about the first of the year. So when this showed up this week, I was a little surprised for a couple reasons. Number one, because it was early, and number two, because somebody told me that this is not going to be a good year for redpolls. So remains to be seen. Perhaps they will still keep coming. In addition to that, we have the flying squirrels coming. Last night was what a show they put on. About 10 of them showed up at one time at the feeder. And then we got rough red showing up every day. Rough red is a little red squirrel that is so aggressive. It chases away all the gray squirrels, and it even chased away the pileated woodpecker one day this week. Ravens have still been coming by. Fascinating bird. I was out walking yesterday morning. Here it was, more than 15 below zero. And yeah, the ravens are out there. Boy, they are so amazing and so hardy. Just nothing seems to stop them. In addition to that, with the snow cover we've got plenty of movement of animals leaving tracks. Every day this week I've been getting outside, and every day I've been finding more tracks. Now with the new snow we're getting, that's going to cover up all the old tracks, and so everything will be brand new once again. The ice is strong enough that I could walk on the edge of the lake. I did not suggest anybody yet walking out on the middle of the lake, but I walked along the edge of the lake, and I saw plenty of tracks there too. A good place, always a good place to find tracks early in the season, is the snow on top of solid ice. So we have plenty going on, even if we don't have to make a big deal about the weather and the holiday season. We have plenty to go on. But if you want to play your terrific song, I would suggest go ahead and do so. Okay.
All right, Larry. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, take care. Next time we talk, it will be officially winter. So take care.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays, right here on 103.3 KUMD.
My name is Francis Tolliver. I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago, the war was waiting for me after school. To Belgium and to Flanders, to Germany to hear. I fought for king and country I love dear. 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were still, no Christmas song was sung. Our families back in England were toasting us that day. They're brave and glorious lads so far away. I was lying with my messmate on the cold and rocky ground, when across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, now listen up, me boys, each soldier strained to hear, as one young German voice sang out so clear. Singing bloody well, you know, my partner says to me. Soon one by one each German voice joined in harmony. The cannons rested silent, the gas cloud rolled no more, as Christmas brought us respite from the war. As they were finished and a reverent pause was spent, God rest ye merry gentlemen struck up some lads from Kent. Oh, the next they sang was Stille Nacht, 'tis silent night, says I, and in two tongues one song filled up that sky. There's someone coming towards us, front line sentry cried. All sights were fixed on one lone figure trudging from their side. His truce flag like a Christmas star shone on that plain so bright, as he bravely strode unarmed into the night. Then one by one on either side walked into no man's land. Neither gun nor bayonet, we met there hand to hand. We We shared some secret brandy and wished each other well. And in a flare-lit soccer game, we gave him hell. We traded chocolates, cigarettes, and photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played his squeeze box and they had a violin. This curious and unlikely band of men. Soon daylight stole upon us, and France was France once more. With sad farewells, we each began to settle back to war. But the question haunted every heart that lived that wondrous night. Whose family have I fixed within my sights? It was Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were warmed as songs of peace were sung. For the walls they'd kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and were gone forevermore. My name is Francis Tolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas comes since World War I, I've learned its lessons well. But the ones who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame. And on each end of the rifle, we're the same.